Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with a charting special entitled Charting Multibaggers. And the reason for that is that I was really inspired by the way that having compiled the stocks of the year for 2020 and then the stocks for 2021, that's about 40 stocks, noticing the similarities in the setups that there were in many of the best performing stocks of 2020, and then hopefully using that to inspire potential winning candidates for next year. All of this obviously on a technical basis, but there's a nod to the fundamentals as well. As far as Eurasia Mining is concerned, this is, I think, the one of the better illustrations of how a bull run can start. This was obviously a multi-bagger situation from, half a penny in the at the end of 2019, the end of last year, up to 40 pence plus at best this year, but it started on a certain particular day with the price action breaking the old 0.6 pence resistance, which was the September peak, and closing on the day around what was that, around the 0.95 pence level. In fact, on the day around 3:30, I did actually do a little chart on the stock. So it was actually visible at the time. It wasn't something that was just a hindsight thing. It was a clear breakout there with that massive wide intraday range from 0.45 to 1.13. So that was a bit of a loud starting gun for that particular rally. And what's noticeable after that is that there was not really any retracement at all for the share, so that if you bought around a penny, let's say, after the push on the 24th of October, there was plenty of upside there. In fact, in the immediate aftermath, the shares went up from 1p to 4 pence. But I think the point of this exercise here is that actually it's saying that once a stock does that off the bottom of the range, then actually it will just, it's a multi-bagger situation, a potential multi-bagger situation, in the sense that there's been a large entry into that particular situation, and those buyers are not going to get out. In fact, they're going to keep on adding to their position. Another example of the start of a rally is All Active Asset Capital, which, as you can see there, is up to 16 pence now. But the fund began back in March, with the shares breaking the previous resistance. There wasn't much of a chart to look at, but previous resistance there at 0.5. Nice end of day close above 0.5, so closing near the 0.56 level. That was a wide ranging day of that day, so 0.33 to 0.6 roughly. So that was suggesting there was a change afoot. And even if you missed it on that day, there were plenty of days following that to check out or enter into that position, so 0.6, 0.7, etc. In the immediate aftermath of that long candle or long range day breakout, the shares, I suppose, immediately went up to around the 1.8 pence level. So you were effectively tripling your money. And obviously they've just kept on going with obviously, the three steps forward, two steps back type of arrangement. But this has been obviously a very, very strong rally, but started in a similar way to that that we saw at Eurasia as well. Another multi-bagger from last year, which had a similar kind of setup. Here we had the resistance on the chart, really around the I suppose that's around the 7.25 pence level, 7 to 7.25. We had on the 14th of April the long candle day, long range day. That was the starting gun on the move, and even though we tested the 7 pence area support after that, you were never really offside. And following that, within a couple of months, we saw the shares head up to 16 pence quite directly, gapping up as well. And so that long range, wide range candle signaling that a momentum was there to stay and would keep the shares in a rally. The shares are now obviously around 23 pence, so we've had quite a big move. Situation which is more recent, or slightly more recent, is Zoetic. Here you can see that we actually had two bites of the cherry. There was firstly a long candle breakout at the beginning of June. That was through the 7 pence zone, And then, in fact, if you bought after that, you would never have been uncomfortable in the sense that the shares tracked sideways after breaking an extended resistance from the middle of March around the 7 pence level. Then there was a second chance, in fact, a very similar setup with the long candle breakout through the initial June resistance at 10.5 pence. And obviously after that, we went from 10.5 quite directly up to 45 pence just a couple of months later. But the message here is that once you get a setup like that, it tends to be something which will be followed through on, even if it doesn't happen immediately. We had, as I said, two setups here with Zoetic, so pretty impressive stuff in terms of underlying how that long candle through resistance can give you added momentum over the weeks and months that follow. One of the better situations and the simpler situations of the recent past has been Wishbone Gold, and here, in fact, without it's not a long candle which has actually done the trick. It's actually a gap through the resistance, which is in fact an even stronger technical signal. Gapping through resistance just catches the bears totally off on the hop. In fact, the bulls on the hop as well. Here we had a resistance there beginning of July around 1.6 pence. The shares gapped up from around the 1.4 pence level to open the following day around 1.6, 1.7. So a massive gap to the upside. And as you can see after that, even if you bought at 1.6, 1.7, 1.8, even if you bought at 2 pence, the shares went up pretty directly from 2 pence, let's say, up to 14 pence on the subsequent rally that the shares had. And obviously we've still pushing higher. In fact, we've had a long candle breakout through that old resistance at 14.5 pence from November. That was just on the 23rd of December, just a couple of days ago. And so that's threatening a fresh leg to the upside. But what you can see here is that all the way up, Wishbone has delivered these long candles through resistance, no retracement of any significance. And that is something that you tend to see in multi-baggers, obviously, all the time. But the start of it is of such moves tends to happen with the long candle or the gap through extended resistance. On to the pharma area, which obviously has been one of a very rich area for investors over the last 6 months, 9 months or so. Here we had with Synergen, similar to Wishbone Gold, a gap through resistance, so 2 to 3 month resistance line there, neckline resistance, and that was around the 8.3 pence level. So we gapped through that, and even if you bought after the day after the gap or the closing of that day, price action there would have got you an entry near to 9.5 pence, and the shares basically never looked back after that. We managed to go from 9.5 to up to what sort of 75, nearly 80 pence in the subsequent 2 to 3 months. So very strong signal there, and it's something that tends to keep a stock on market on the bullish tack for a long time after the initial trigger on a charting basis. One a stock which is currently in focus at the moment, Omega Diagnostics. Here we had the start of the fun with a gap and a long candle through resistance. So the old peak from January was at 16 pence, managed to close the day after the break around the 19.75 pence level. So even an entry around 19.75, 20 pence after the break and after the gap, you would have still had upside there up to nearly 70 pence directly over the following 1 to 2 months. So these signals are very, very powerful, as it would seem. One situation which was spotted at the time, which is rather surprising, but spotted at the time, was Supply at Me Capital. Here we had the shares going down and down and down from the April peak around 0.3. So we went down to, I think, 0.04 at the lowest. But you can see now, learning from the previous examples, we had a gap towards the neckline resistance and then the long candle. And so even if you bought there around 0.12 or 0.11, you had a move which went quite directly up towards 0.8. So a pretty impressive rally or upside from that over just a few days, less than a week. In fact, this situation was spotted with a slightly different technique, i.e. a falling trend line and a gap through the 20-day moving average, which was then talked about on the bulletin board Heroes on the 10th of August, 11th of August, that kind of thing. So two bites of the cherry there. But even if you were late to that game, the break of that neckline resistance around the 0.08 level was a very strong signal for the bulls. Another situation which is which was worth and is worth looking back at was Seven Digital, largely because tech stocks seem to have a pretty strong bang for their buck in terms of the technical. So in this situation, we had the shares breaking through neckline resistance, which was had been in place since the end of March, so call that around the 0.3 pence level, 0.3 pence the peak at the beginning of July as well. Long candle through towards the neckline resistance, and then obviously one after that, even with an entry towards 0.38, so missing out on a little bit of the upside there. We had a pretty direct move after that towards 3.5. Well, it's actually more than that. In fact, nearly 5 pence. So call it 0.4 up to 5 pence. 10 bagger in just less than a month there for Seven Digital. So these basing formations very much ones to keep an eye out for, as you can see from the examples that I'm throwing at you. Ektech was a stock to follow, one which is still motoring as well. Here we can see that we've got resistance line break there with the long candle towards the neckline and then a long candle afterwards. So basically that resistance line break splitting the candles in two of the 2 days. Again, even if you were late and when it went in there towards 0.32, 0.33, the shares more than doubled over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Stock which I covered in the bulletin board here is the weekend edition, which has been absolutely amazing, is AFC Energy. But the story started in a similar way to the other stocks that I've looked at with this neckline break. The long candle there came on a break of basically the 21 pence level that day, which I'm just trying to highlight now, which was on the 18th of November, taking the stock through the 21, 22 pence level. And again, even if you bought late, 22, 23, 24, etc., there was plenty of upside there directly without any measurable retracement. And we're already up to 66 pence in this on a wide rising trend channel, which could take us towards a pound and more with gaps higher, etc., etc. So this is looking pretty strong. On to Powerhouse Energy, which, again, just to prove that one is not always dealing in hindsight and things are also spotted at the time. Here we had a resistance line break around 0.35, which I did highlight in the bulletin board Heroes at the time. That also broke the 50-day moving average. And so really from that time on, we've been in a bull situation. The horizontal trend line, that was through the 0.5 pence area. And with a little bit of a shuffle around that zone, we then headed higher and we kept on going. But I think the point here is really that once you have these kind of setups, they are only really associated with the strongest of situations. And therefore, even if you are late to the party, if you can see a setup like that in the rear view mirror, you can be reasonably sure that the move will keep on going.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.